Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you are ready for this week's highlights. We have a Santos Hernandez from 1925, and the next guitar that I'm going to review is actually a replica from a Santos Hernandez from 1924, which is made by Tobias Braun. And the last guitar is a wonderful guitar made by Lisa Weinziel. Let's start. So the first guitar is, as I already mentioned, made by Santos Hernandez. He was one of the most influential guitar makers from Spain, and many guitar luthiers nowadays are building replicas of his guitars, and they are studying the way of his guitar building, and it says a lot about the importance of this guitar luthier. And this Santos Hernandez guitar is from 1925. It comes with a spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. It's a super lightweight guitar. The weight of this guitar is 1355 grams, which is very low. I would say enough talking. Let's see how this guitar sounds. The sound is breathtaking. Wow. Listen to the basses of this guitar. It's not only deep, it's also very singing. I mean, this is the definition of a vintage guitar. It has a super beautiful tone, Spanish tone, very deep air body frequency, as you can hear. I mean, if you play the basses, you notice how well this guitar is resonating and how deep this guitar sounds. And combined with the colors, as I said, it's a breathtaking guitar. And if you listen to the space between the notes, you notice how well the tone separation on this guitar is. A every tone is very focused, but it's not too bright. It has still a slightly dark and smooth character, but every note is still very focused and well separated. Wow. It's like a therapy session to play on this guitar. Since it's such a fun to play on this guitar, let me play one more piece. So this guitar is made by the Austrian guitar luthier Tobias Braun, and he's a kind of expert in building historical guitars or replicas or interpretations. And as you might know, he is building incredible Romanios models, and this one is a Santos Hernandez model. This guitar is based on a Santos Hernandez from 1924. So 1 year older than the previous guitar, the original Santos Hernandez guitars from 1925. This guitar is brand new from 2025, and it comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. So a super interesting guitar. Let's play a few notes on it, and you can let me know if the sound is similar to the previous guitar, to the Santos Hernandez guitar from 1925, or if it's totally different. Lovely, lovely sound. What do you think? Is it similar to the Santos Hernandez from 1925? I mean, it is based on Santos Hernandez from 1924, but I guess those guitars are not that different from each other. I think this guitar has a slightly more or longer sustain and longer tones. But the depth on this guitar is different. It's not that deep. The basses are not that deep resonating compared to the original Santos Hernandez from 1925. But the balance on both guitars are very similar, very even. But the tones on this guitar are longer. Thank you. And I have to say, the character of the sound is, of course, a bit different than the original Santos Hernandez guitar. The Santos Hernandez guitar sounds slightly more boxy, and as you would expect from a vintage Spanish guitar. But this guitar doesn't have that. It has a more modern touch. The tones are a bit longer and it sounds slightly more bright. And I have to say, it's a very comfortable guitar to play. So in terms of comfort, it might be more comfortable than the previous Santos Hernandez guitar. But I think the comfort is always a very individual point. A guitar which might be comfortable for me might not be comfortable for another player at all. But I guess this will be comfortable for many classical guitarists. A guitar made by Tobias Braun from 2025, based on a Santos Hernandez from 1924. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar and also compared to the original Santos Hernandez from 1925. And let's move to the last guitar of this week, which is a wonderful guitar. And the last instrument of this week's highlights, which I am going to review, is made by the young and incredible guitar maker Lisa Weinziel from Germany. And she is already a super popular name among the classical guitar makers. She's building traditional guitars with a precision and detailed work, which is, I think I can say, it's second to none, or at least on the highest level in terms of aesthetics, craftsmanship, polishing, details. I love her guitars. And this one is from 2022. It comes with a spruce top, a very beautiful, I would say traditional and classic rosette with some modern elements. We have also a slightly elevated fingerboard, and we have Indian rosewood back and sides. It's so beautiful to watch, but I guess you want to listen to the sound. So let's do it. I think these four chords are enough to know how incredible this guitar sounds. Wow. You hear straight away the long sustain. You hear the balance and compact sound. Every string, every tone has the same loudness and intensity. And the amount of different colors that you can create is dangerous. Dangerous because you want to create many colors and you will make mistakes. I mean, this guitar sounds even on this high position so good. And I don't know if you noticed it, it's a very sensitive guitar. As soon as you push the guitar or change your position in the right hand, the guitar will react very fast. So it's a very sensitive guitar, but it means at the same time that you have a lot of possibilities to work on it or to work on your music. But you have to be careful not to push the guitar too much, or you have to be able to control it. This is how I would describe it. Last piece. Like the sunlight. A guitar made by Lisa Weinziel from 2022, and I have to say I've tried some guitars by Lisa Weinziel, but this is one of those guitars which impressed me a lot. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. It was also the last guitar of this week. As you know, we are publishing every week several guitars on our website. And in the weekly guitar meeting, I'm going to highlight the highlights of the week. I hope you enjoyed this week's Weekly Guitar Meeting. As usual, please don't forget to leave a like and leave a comment. Subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.